When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Unwinding. I missed you last week. My weeks always feel so like naked and weird when I don't have an episode, but you know what? I needed a quick breather and it's been a month. It's been a very busy month. And so we're going to just catch up really quick today, but I more so just want to leave you with a few reminders, okay? As per usual, I just want to give you a few reminders of things that I've taken from the things that have happened in the last 2 weeks because I want this to be helpful and not just me sitting here telling you, you know, every single thing I've done in the last 2 weeks, which I would be happy to do because God knows I can't shut up, you know? But okay, so first of all, we're going to set the mood. It's Wednesday, June 28th, 3:59 p.m. So I got to record this and hustle and edit and get it up because tomorrow's Thursday. And I would normally not do this, but I got home from Toronto yesterday on Tuesday, which was not in the plans, but that's part of the update, okay? So anyway, we are in a full sweatsuit because I'm a bit cold. I'm cold and it's like so hot outside, but I'm just like always cold now. I don't understand what happened. Something happened in my body and now I'm freezing no matter what. My temperature is at 74 degrees. Like what? I wouldn't even see a 7 in my old apartment. I would never see the 7. It would always be 6. Always. It was 69 during the day, probably like 66 at night. No, like I can't hang anymore. I don't know what's going on. So anyway, full sweatsuit. I think this is from Pretty Little Thing a while ago. And I'm just hydrating today in my Stanley. And that's it. That's it. We're sitting on the floor. We're cozy and we're ready to roll. So, okay, let's like backtrack a second. So last weekend I was in Costa Rica. And honestly, the only thing I want to tell you about that is I was really tired before that trip. And I was debating on whether or not I wanted to go home. Not like a want, because I always want to see my mom. But sometimes I'm just like, you know, packing and the traveling and going home. And, you know, sometimes that's like a little emotional and whatever it may be. And in my head, I just thought like, you know what? If I can see my mom, like I'm going to. Even if I'm tired, like I'll be fine. And all I really want to say about that is, and I was thinking about it on my flight back from Costa Rica to Miami. I was thinking about it and I was like, you know what? Whenever I have the chance to be with my mom, I'm going to take it. And I try to always take it. But sometimes I'll be like, wow, I'm a little tired. You know, I kind of wanted to stay in Miami this weekend. No, like these moments are so precious. And I feel like I was going to say I know this more than anybody. That's not what I mean. I just mean, when you've lost a parent, you realize just how precious every moment is with them, right? I mean, with anybody, but it really puts things in perspective. And even though I've gone through that, sometimes I forget it. You know, I think we take things for granted sometimes, or we think that just people are going to be in our lives forever. And unfortunately, that's not the case. I don't want to think about that, but it's true. But I think I just want to remind you that if you have anybody in your family that you love and cherish and, you know, you feel safe with, like, spending time with them is always going to be a good thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's always worthwhile. And even if you're a little tired, even if it wasn't in your plans, even if maybe, you know, it's not what you want to do on a Sunday or whatever it is, like, it's always worth it, you know? I don't know if that made sense, but I think I'm really in my feels lately when it comes to the people in my life. I think I've just been realizing so much, you know, how much I love the people in my life and how much I want to make sure that I'm really pouring into them. And so that's just really where I'm going. And it kind of leads me to the next little reminder, which was why I was in Toronto. So I've been wanting, well, I was thinking about this for a few weeks. And so I basically messaged Abby, who is Emily's sister. And I was like, okay, I really want to surprise her on her birthday. It's her 30th birthday. I also haven't seen her this year. And I just miss her and I just really want to go. But I didn't want to just like show up, you know? So I was like trying to make sure that it would be okay. And like, I don't know, that it would be okay if I were there, basically. And so we started planning it. And so I've known for a few weeks that this was going to happen. And it was so hard to keep it a secret because like, I just get so excited about stuff that I just want to share it. Ugh, one day it literally took every fiber of my being to not be like, bitch, I'm coming, you know, but I'm so glad I didn't say anything. And we all kept it a secret from her, and she was so surprised. And it was just like such a beautiful weekend, honestly. And like, I think what I want to share about this is that friendship is truly like such a gift, you know, it truly is such a gift. But I will say, like, it's work, you know, like it really does require, it's a two-way street, hopefully, if you're in like a reciprocal friendship. And it does take work, especially long distance friendships. And I have a lot of those. And it's something that I've had to learn how to maneuver. But I just want to remind you that like, it is work. Like it really is. But like the best kind of work, because it's like, if you have these people in your life that you cherish and that you love, like it's so worth it to pour into them and to make these trips or whatever it is, you know, it doesn't have to be about a trip. It's just like pouring into the people who you love and making sure that you're constantly like nurturing these relationships. And that's exactly what I wanted to do. You know, I felt like we needed like an in-person moment. I hadn't seen her for a while, and I was supposed to be there on her birthday last year. I couldn't make it because I got sick. Yeah, I just like, I really am thinking a lot about how I want the people in my life to feel. And I don't want anyone to feel like I take them for granted. I don't want anyone to feel like they're not a priority in my life, you know? I don't want people to feel like I'm okay losing them, because I don't want to feel like that. And so I really was just so excited to do this and to go. And she was so surprised. So I hid on Friday. So Friday I stayed with Lauren, who was on the podcast recently. You guys loved that episode. It was so funny and it was so good. I stayed with Lauren on Friday, which was also so nice that I got to see her. And also, side note, how crazy that like both of them, like Lauren and Emily, two friendships that have happened in my life through Instagram. Anyway, I just think it's so cool that the way to meet people now is not just like, it's not linear. There's so many different ways that like things can happen in your life, and I love that. So anyway, Friday I stayed with Lauren, and she was so sweet to host me. And on Saturday, Emily's family was throwing her a barbecue. So the plan was I was going to show up like right before she showed up and just like surprise her. So that's exactly what I did. And so she like came in at like, I don't know, like 3:30 or something. She like said hi to the whole family. I was like hiding in the kitchen. I've posted the story on my IG stories, but I'll definitely make like, I want to make like a reel with the clip because it's so cute. I've watched it so many times. And so then she like walks into the kitchen and I just like walked out, and she was like, she literally was like stunned. And yeah, she couldn't believe it. She like cried, and I was like shaking because I was so nervous and I was so excited. And then it was just so fun. Like we spent the whole day there with her family, and I told this to her so many times, but I was like, dude, your family is literally incredible. And that's a gift in and of itself, you know, like a beautiful, like close-knit family. And you can just tell that everybody has so much care and respect and love for one another. Like, oh my God, I felt so welcomed. I felt so warm. I felt so embraced. Like I could literally sit here and talk about how much I love her family for an hour. Okay. Like her parents, her sister, everybody was so amazing. I'd already met her parents and Abby, and I already had told her that how great they were. But yeah, I truly was just like, this is so beautiful. Like, this is so nice. And I just felt so lucky to be there, you know, and to be a part of her day. So it was so fun. We went out on Saturday night, and then I was supposed to leave on Sunday. So Saturday, the plan was like a quick brunch and then drop me off at the airport. And that's when my flight started to get delayed and delayed and delayed. And then finally they canceled it. And this is where I start to get a little anxious, because I am who I am, you know what I mean? And like, I'm just such a control freak. And sometimes, you know what, here's reminder number two, like sometimes things happen and sometimes they are truly out of your control. And I think that's where you have like an option of, okay, Some things are out of our control, period. So the only thing sometimes that you can actually control is your reaction to a situation. And so in my head, I was like, okay, you know, that was not exactly my plan, but I'm not meant to be on this flight. I mean, it was canceled, so like there was no flight, but I'm not meant to leave today and I'm meant to go home tomorrow. And you know what? Before I went to bed on Sunday, I didn't even know that my second flight was canceled on Monday, but right before I went to bed and I saw my phone, I was thinking about it and I was like, you know what? I had a whole extra day with her and we had so many conversations, like her, Abby and I, just so many nice moments that I was like, this was amazing, you know, like this was amazing. And then I was about to go to bed and my phone, I had another notification on my phone that my flight on Monday was canceled. So I was like, okay, so this is where I like panicked. Like I'm pretty sure I cried a little bit because I was like, fuck, like I just told her, I was like, I feel so bad because I feel like I'm intruding. And like, I just was ready to get home and like start the week. And I had my whole week mapped out and I just felt bad because it's a Monday. Like I know we all have things to do and I don't want to be just like in the house. You know what I mean? So Emily was, of course, she was like, it's fine. Like you're totally fine. Like, oh my gosh, no worries at all. So then that meant I had a whole other day with her. And her family. And honestly, it was like such a nice day. It was such a nice day. I woke up, Emily's mom made me coffee. We like chatted for a bit. Then I got some work done. And then I went to grab some lunch. I got some more work done. Somehow I ended up at Aritzia. I like don't know how that happened, but I got those leather pants that everybody loves. Apparently they're like a thing. I think they're the Melina leather pants. Anyway, they were on sale. Okay, so I'm just gonna say that. Really happy about that purchase. And then we just like spent the afternoon just like, we were all like on the couch, like talking, chilling. And then we had like a nice family dinner, like a little farewell dinner. And yeah, it was just like so great. You know, like I had such a beautiful, wholesome time. And then I left yesterday, which was kind of a shit show, I'm not gonna lie to you. My flight was delayed again. I kept telling everybody, like, listen, Canada really loves me and I'm so flattered, but like it's time for like mama's gotta go home, you know what I mean? So my flight was delayed, which meant, oh, I didn't even have a direct flight home. So I had a direct flight from Miami to Toronto, and I was supposed to have a direct flight Toronto to Miami, but because of all the mishaps, like it just ended up working out that I had a connection. So I am waiting for my flight to Atlanta and I am supposed to have a 2-hour layover, okay? No, the flight was so delayed that I am literally getting off that flight, or trying to at least, and my other flight is boarding. And I just want to tell you something. The Atlanta airport is so fucking big, okay? Like, it's huge. And we were landing in Terminal E and my other flight was in Terminal A. So I'm like standing, like trying to get off the plane, and one of the flight attendants was like, do you have a connection? And I was like, yeah, they're boarding right now. And she's like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, like good luck. And as I'm running out, I see this somebody's at the counter, and I was like, do you think I'll make it to Terminal A? I have literally 15 minutes. And she was like yeah, you'll make it, but like you better run. And I was like, oh my god, okay, here we go. So I was that bitch who was literally sprinting. Like I can't even explain to you, because I feel like sometimes I'm so dramatic that I feel like when I'm telling the truth about something, I mean, I'm always telling the truth, but like sometimes I just, you know, I add a little flair, a little sprinkle of a little drama. But I'm being for real this time when I tell you, like, I was that bitch who was running, okay? I was like, pretend Michael B. Jordan was like running in front of me and I had to chase him. Like, that's how fast I was fucking going. I was running so fast because I was like, I am gonna make this fucking connection, okay? So I run, I get on the train, and then again, running to my gate. I got to my gate, I think I was the last person to board. Like, I showed up and I was like, like I couldn't even breathe. And the lady was like, oh my god, are you okay? I was like, yeah, just, I literally couldn't even speak. So last one to board, but I made it. And then that's it. And now I'm here. So that was my weekend. My week has been like, I'm so confused. It's Wednesday and I'm like, what day is it? What time is it? Where am I? I feel like I'm like just starting the week. But all I really wanted to leave you with in this episode, I know it's a short and sweet one. Next week will be a nicer, longer, not nicer, this one is nice too, but like a longer episode, okay? I have a summer one planned, so I think that's what we're gonna do. I think what I want to leave you with is, you know, and I'm not trying to be morbid whatsoever, But I think it's just a nice little perspective shift, because sometimes we just, you know, maybe we react in a certain way that is unnecessary. And I think sometimes we truly have to remember, like, what if this was the last time you got to do this? Like, what if this was the last time that I get to be in Toronto? What if this is the last time I get to see M? Which, like, again, I don't want to think about these things, because I hope to God it's not the case. But I'm just saying, like, we sometimes get greedy thinking that we have unlimited time and unlimited opportunities and unlimited moments to spend with the people that we love. And I hope so. Like, I hope to God we do. But we don't always know that. We don't always know that. You know what I mean? And so it's like, if this were the last time, like, how would you want to spend it? Like, you would give your all. Like, you would be so happy to be there. You would be so grateful to be there. You would be so attentive. You probably wouldn't be on your phone when someone's talking to you. You would, you know what I mean? Like, you would just take in the moment. And so I'm just like, I really want to be a present bitch. Okay, and I want to, and I really try to, when I'm with people, like, give them my all. We can all be a little more present, you know? I'll speak for myself, because I don't know, maybe you're super present, and if you are, then great, I love that for you. But yeah, sometimes things are out of our control, and all we can control is our reaction to certain things, and friendship, and family, and just people in general, people who love us and care about us. That is a gift. It's such a gift. But sometimes we get comfortable with these gifts and we think that they're always going to be there, especially when somebody loves us. We think they're always going to be there no matter what. And even if they might be, it doesn't mean you stop pouring into them. We never know when the last time we get to do something is. Like, what if this is the last episode I get to do? Like, I'd be really fucking upset. I would be so upset. But what if it is? Like, I will at least feel good that I sat here and I was like my true fucking self, and I shared something that is meaningful to me. Like, I would feel good about that. You know what I mean? So anyway, that is it for today. I think it's a hella quickie. Yeah, it's a quickie, okay? But I promise next week will be a nice, long, juicy summer, how to have the best summer of your life episode. I know we're already in summer, but, like, you know what? I'm just doing the summer thing for the word, because, like, everything I'm going to say in that episode, you can take and apply to any moment in your life. So that is all for today. I hope you enjoy. Let me know what hit. Let me know what you needed. And I'll see you guys next week.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.